Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
512 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. It's a beautiful afternoon. If you think it may be heading over to the beach this afternoon, well, green flags flying. So there is really no concerns about the rip currents this afternoon. Go there and have a great afternoon. Take your lawn chair and check out that beautiful sunset that's going to be coming up in a few minutes. All right, Austin, let's go ahead and dive right into the top three trending stories this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
All right, let's talk about wildfire season. It is underway, and currently 71 active wildfires affecting over 3,000 acres of land burning in Florida. National Weather Service has not issued any red flag warnings as of this afternoon. However, very low humidity combined with dry soil and vegetation creating an elevated fire danger. Well, we're talking about fire here. Higher fire protection taxes could potentially be on the way for Escambia residents. Escambia Administrator Wes Marino says it is time to raise the MSBUs, the county levies, to fund fire protection services. The issue was discussed at this morning's board meeting, by the way. And Florida Power and Light's potential rate increase request now in the hands of state regulators. If approved, the average customer is going to pay about $100 to $200 more by 2029. A scheduled hearing is set in Pensacola Thursday, June 5th. There you go. There's your form to make your complaints. Write it down. Thursday, June 5th, over on the PSC campus in the Hagler Auditorium. That is building number two.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Well, change is coming to the First Lady's initiative. Eric Dellenbach announced yesterday that he is resigning as executive director of Hope Florida. First Lady Casey DeSantis has close ties to the agency that tries to get people off of public assistance. Dellenbach had been executive director for 3 months, and he told the Times-Herald that he already told his bosses last month that he had accepted a job with Florida Family Voice to be its CEO. So this is not some, and Chris, you stressed this last hour, this is not some, whoa, new development. No, it's something that was already planned, and it's just now coming out.
Yeah, all this stuff about her foundation, Casey's foundation, is what I'm talking about. Wasn't the case. Seriously, he resigned back in March. March 1st he did it, so he had already had this all worked out and planned. The St. Petersburg City Council is upgrading its emergency response with specially made trucks that can drive through floodwaters. And Lord knows they've had their problem with floodwaters this past year. After rescuing hundreds during the hurricane season last year, something that the community needs. Fox 13 Tampa Bay's Kaylee Tracy has the story on this.
First responders rescued 430 people in St. Pete during Hurricane Helene. They used St. Pete Fire Rescue's high water vehicle and vehicles it borrowed from other city departments to evacuate the 430. The St. Petersburg City Council recently unanimously approved almost $300,000 for three more high water rescue vehicles for St. Pete Fire Rescue. Two of the three vehicles will have fire pumps. All three will have a side lift gate and protective covers. They'll be stationed across the city so all areas are covered, not just in hurricanes, but for heavy rain and flooding events too.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
We will continue with your state headlines in just a moment, but first, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Several spots of note on the roads here. We do have some heavy backups on Pine Forest Road. This is going to be if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Also have some on Blue Angel Parkway. This is as you're hitting the curve to start traveling eastbound towards the intersection with Mobile Highway, so be on the lookout for that. No confirmation of an accident or anything in that area, though. Then we got some issues on Gulf Beach Highway traveling west bound towards Fairfield Drive, and those are just the spots in Pensacola. Outside of that, we also have some problems on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87 and on Highway 90 traveling westbound passing Avalon Boulevard. As for the weather, sitting at around 74 degrees, going to be a low of 64 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be sunny, partly cloudy, high of 80, low of 66.
No mention of rain. We're looking at Monday or Tuesday, but don't hold us to it. That could change. That picture could change real quickly. As neighborhood communities sign agreements with ICE, Doral, Florida may be next on that list. Faith Graham is in Miami with News 7.
The city looks to approve a controversial agreement with Immigration, Customs, and Enforcement. The pact would allow the Doral Police Department to carry out certain immigration enforcement tasks under the 287G program. This amid mounting pressure from Governor Ron DeSantis. So far, more than 100 localities across Florida have joined agreements with ICE, including Coral Gables, Hialeah, Miami Springs, and West Miami. The potential partnership in Doral sending shockwaves across an already anxious immigrant community, especially as the city has the largest Venezuelan population in the United States, and many of them are at risk of losing their temporary protected status.
And a teacher and head football coach at Bartow High School facing charges. Tyler Eden is accused of inappropriate behavior with at least three students at the school. The Polk County Sheriff's Office began investigating the 31-year-old this month after a parent reported inappropriate conversations between Eden and their daughter. He's charged with lewd offense against a student by an authority figure, lewd and lascivious touching of a minor, and voyeurism.
517, News Radio 92.3. Hope you're having a great afternoon. Thanks a lot for all. Let us tag along with you on that ride home. The power line wildfire burning about 270 acres in Florida now. No deaths have been reported. Thank goodness for that. Fox 35 Orlando's Marley Capper has more from Volusia County.
No homes have been damaged or buildings have been burned, so that's good news. Now, it is 80% contained. The fire was first reported Tuesday at 2:44, and it was burning near Rancha and Holly Roads, east of Lake Helene and Deltona, and west of New Smyrna Beach. The Florida Forest Service used its helicopters to drop water on the flames. All outdoor burning, including yard waste, bonfires, campfires, warming fires, outdoor cooking fires, it's all banned. If you have open flames, you could be ticketed $500 or up to 60 days in jail. The cost of this fire is under investigation.
And the Florida House Education and Employment Committee today advanced a bill that removes employment restrictions on 16 and 17-year-olds. Representative Kim Kendall was in favor of teens being able to work more hours during the school week. Those in opposition said that House Bill 1225 prioritizes employment over education and could lead to the exploitation of minors.
Okay, Florida could see a black bear hunt in December as FWC considers new proposals to manage the bear population. The agency is collecting online public comments available for public review by May 7th. The next FWC meeting going to be May 21st and 22nd down in Ocala.
All right, 518, we'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. When we return in just a few minutes, we'll get some of the biggest stories happening around your entire nation today.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
On Easter, many Christians will joyously celebrate the resurrection and life of the Lord Jesus. With that glorious holiday approaching, it is first appropriate to consider his death. Matthew 27 records the crucifixion and three types of agonizing abuse. First, the physical abuse of his death. They spit upon Jesus. They smote him on his head and plaited a crown of thorns and nailed him to the cross for Roman crucifixion. Secondly, they verbally abused him. The Bible says that as they passed by, they reviled him with their words and insulted him. Thirdly, they religiously abused him. They mocked his claims as the Son of God and the true King of Israel. Jesus, who himself never sinned, went through this abuse to die a substitutionary death for sinners like me and you. Rejoice in the gracious gospel of Jesus Christ.
For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all you can eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's. Join Dawn and Sarah Kay from Ashton and Avant Health 65 Plus Tuesday at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. April is Advanced Care Planning Month, and they'll be discussing the benefits of advanced care planning. Answer your questions, let you know how Ashton and Avant Health 65 Plus can help you, who they are, and where they're located.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
How many times has a paid-by-the-hour repairman come to your home to do repair? And seems to be working awfully slow? Ah! After all, the longer they work, the more you pay. And when they're finally done, you get the bill. It's dangerous to give a repairman a blank check because your bill could be much larger than expected. That's why Barberry Plumbing uses a flat rate pricing system. You'll know exactly to the penny what you'll pay before the work begins. No questions, no surprises, no high bills. You get Barberry Plumbing's team of radio-dispatched uniformed professional service technicians. They can handle any plumbing repair or replacement job you need, including insulation and gas piping to your whole house generator. They are fully insured for both residential and commercial work. Call Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782 or look for Barberry Plumbing in the business white pages. Barberry Plumbing license number is RF11067749.
Man, do I love card night. You ready, boys? You got a king?
Go, Fish Dad!
Oh, come on! This is WWE superstar Titus O'Neil. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line, sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Hall's Hardware in Milton.
Get the midday News live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, stocks, Indy mix, they closed out on this shortened trading week. Yeah, down just a bit. Hillary Barsky has those numbers for you.
Stocks finishing mixed with the Dow down sharply as a slump in United Health stock weighed on the Dow. Its shares fell 22% after the health insurer lowered its annual profit outlook on expectations of high Medicare costs for the rest of the year. Shares of other health insurers like CVS Health and Humana also fell on the news. Healthcare and tech sectors were the worst performers, while energy gained as oil prices spiked. This is the last trading day of the week since markets will be closed for Good Friday. The Dow winners: Goldman Sachs, Home Depot, and Boeing; the Dow decliners, United Health Group, Amgen, and NVIDIA. The Dow falling 527 points, the NASDAQ lower by 21, S&P 500 up 7. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And the Supreme Court will take up the question of birthright citizenship. President Trump signed an executive order ending automatic birthright citizenship as enshrined in the 14th Amendment. Trump wants to confer citizenship only on those who have at least one parent who is a U.S. citizen or permanent resident. Several lower courts have blocked this effort, and the highest court will hear oral argument sometime next month.
Okay, 525, News Radio 92.3. The job market appearing to be holding up pretty nicely here, despite federal job cuts and tariff turmoil. Jenny Casola has more on the story.
There's no sign of massive layoffs in the latest reading on the job market. New claims for unemployment benefits declined by 9,000 last week to 215,000. That matches a two-month low and is smaller than economists were estimating. The number of claims appears to be holding within a tight range that has held for most of the past year. However, the number of continuing claims, though still on unemployment, rose to nearly 1.89 million in the week ending April 5th. It's a sign that it's taking longer for people to find a new job. The Federal Reserve has cited the job market's stability as a reason it can hold off on cutting interest rates. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
We'll continue with your national notes in just a moment, but first, looking at the roads here, several spots to note. Do have some backups on Highway 90. This is going to be if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton, but also traveling eastbound, passing Avalon Boulevard. Also have some issues if you are traveling westbound on Fairfield Drive, heading westbound on Gulf Beach Highway towards Fairfield Drive. No confirmation of an accident in that area, though. And last but not least, Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Got our usual evening traffic there. there. As for the weather, 74 degrees, low of 64 tonight, mostly clear. It's going to be sunny, partly cloudy tomorrow, high of 80, low of 66.
Okay, 526, News Radio 92.3, with the weather getting nice here. Florida alligators are beginning their search for a mate, which means they may cross paths with humans. Officials with alligator management programs say alligators can be more aggressive toward other alligators, not people, this time of year. The likelihood of a Floridian getting injured by an unprovoked alligator, roughly about 1 in 3.1 million. If you're faced with an alligator situation, Florida residents can call the statewide Nuisance Alligator Program Hotline. You say, okay, alligator, hold it. I got to make a call real quick here.
Exactly.
Here's the number to call, 1-866-FWC-GATOR. That works out to 1-866-392-4286.
All right.
Another reason to take along that cell phone with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you face the alligator, you say, hold on a second. Let me make a call.
Well, and, you know, sometimes you see clips of alligators, like, on land. That they sometimes you see them just kind of creeping slowly, walking awkwardly. Or sometimes they can pick up the pace. So,
listen, they can outrun a dog.
I was about to say, so establish some distance first.
Big distance.
All right.
Fast.
The Trump administration is asking the IRS to revoke Harvard University's tax-exempt status. The request comes amid President Trump's revocation of federal funding from Harvard after the school refused to cave to his political demands. Tax-exempt status is typically given to charitable, religious, and educational organizations that adhere to tax laws, prohibiting them from engaging in certain political activities. Despite there being no proof that Harvard violated those guardrails, the Treasury Department requested their tax-exempt status still be removed.
Okay, News Radio 92.3, it's President Trump versus Jerome Powell. The president continues to attack the chair of the Federal Reserve, Ryan Schmelz, in Washington with the latest.
In a fiery Truth Social post, President Trump says Jerome Powell's termination cannot come fast enough after the Federal Reserve chairman warned tariffs will likely cause inflation, leading to a negative reaction from the stock market. New York's Federal Reserve President John Williams sharing a similar view with Fox Business.
My view is, you know, based on, you know, what we know about tariffs that have been announced and kind of were expected and their effects on the economy, I think we have a period of higher inflation this year and a slower growth path.
The president also says Powell should lower interest rates, claiming the chairman has been wrong in the past, adding, quote, oil prices are down, groceries, even eggs are down, and the USA is getting rich on tariffs. Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
And it's been 100 days since the January wildfires that destroyed two communities in Los Angeles. City Mayor Karen Bass says the recovery effort from the fires has been inspirational to the entire world. She also announced that all the debris from the library in Pacific Palisades has been removed and they are ready to rebuild. Bass adds that the cost of rebuilding of the library will be 100% reimbursed from FEMA.
Yeah, and 100% more of the cost, too. I mean, what they're finding now, you know, the buildings that were destroyed in that fire.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of price difference when they were built some 50 or 40 years ago.
Yeah.
Compare what the costs are today to rebuild.
That's a good point.
A lot of folks just can't do it. Just too much. Hey, White House now wants to end Harvard University's tax-exempt status after the university refused a string of demands. We now are learning out how much money that university actually has.
Ooh.
We're talking billions here. Fox's Alexa McAdams reporting from Cambridge, Mass.
Harvard told the Trump administration just the other day, we're not going to comply with your demands. That could cost this school billions of dollars. And it all started because of those protests that the Trump administration says were chaotic, anti-American, and anti-Semitic. The administration says Harvard just didn't do enough to stop those protests or keep Jewish students safe. So the federal government cut their funding, freezing more than $2 billion in grants and millions more in contracts. That's not all. They're going to turn up the heat again. The IRS looking to revoke their tax exemption status. Harvard saying losing this will result in less financial aid for students and an end to critical medical research programs.
All righty. We got our sports segment coming up after this Fox News break. But just wanted to let you know, just to kind of lead into that, that Florida State University is canceling all home athletic events through Sunday. FSU's baseball team was set to host a three-game series with Virginia starting today, while the softball team was going to host a home series starting tomorrow.
All right, here's your numbers. Powerball, $131 million, $58.6 million out the door. That's Saturday. Mega Millions won $12 million, $49.3 million. That is your drawing tomorrow night.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm John Saucier. Two people are dead, six others injured after a shooter opened fire inside Florida State University's Student Union building before responding officers shot and neutralized him. Leon County Sheriff Walt McNeil revealed the shooter's identity.
The shooter is 20-year-old Phoenix Eichner, and he's the son of a Leon County Sheriff deputy.
The sheriff also says this man used a weapon belonging to that deputy in the crime. The shooter is believed to be a current student of FSU. The two victims who died are not students. Florida Representative Byron Donalds, who went to Florida State, offered this reaction on the Fox News channel.
It's important that, one, we're thankful that so many students were not injured in this attack. For the six that are in the hospital right now, we pray for them.
Classes on the Tallahassee campus have been canceled for the rest of the week. America's listening to Fox News.
This week at Macy's, use your coupon or Macy's card and get an extra 20% off just in time for Valentine's Day. Save on top of already great deals, like 35 to 55% off dazzling diamonds, gemstones, and more. And sleek handbags and wallets from Kipling, Nine West, Inc., and more top designers, now 25% off. Plus, Star Money bonus days are going on now. Learn more at Macy's.com/StarMoney. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Join Stefan Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We learned a lot about the Hope Florida Foundation, that $10 million payment from a committee hearing that Alex Andrade was overseeing with the chairman of Hope Florida Foundation at the same time as Governor DeSantis had come here to Pensacola to attack Andrade at PSC, where local elected officials were turned away from being in that room. Also, why did Joel Rudman get turned down in his first committee stop for nomination of the Board of Trustees of Pensacola State? Talked about that as well. Hear the podcast at newsradio923.com.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
534 News Radio, 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, thank you so much for having us on today. It's a beautiful afternoon. If you're thinking of going to the island, green flags flying over there today. No rip currents to actually deal with. Austin, let's go ahead and take a look at the top three trending stories before we launch into some sports information.
All righty.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, the Florida Senate passed Senate Bill 700. Passed 27-9, that prevents local governments from adding fluoride to water supplies. The proposed ban comes after decades of communities adding fluoride to water to help prevent dental problems, and they added that fluoride right here with ECUA. But ECUA actually took the middle ground here. High end is 0.7, the low end is 0.2. ECUA was at 0.4, trying to play the neutral ground, if you know what I'm talking about there. Mm. The bill, by the way, does not specifically mention fluoridation, but it would prevent adding substances to public water supplies that are not about water quality. And the Florida House of Representatives passed Representative Michelle Saltzman's higher education bill. They did this on Wednesday. The initiative brings presidential searches at universities back under the Florida Sunshine Law. The vote, 104-8. To pass House Bill 1321. And the town of Century is going through some crazy stuff up there again. They have refused to hire a gas department employee, a veteran gas employee, by the way, knows what he's doing, that was recommended by interim Mayor Alicia Johnson. Well, the council didn't like that. If the town cannot attract qualified applicants, Mayor Johnson said it may be advantageous to hire a contractor to fill the void in that department.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Well, we knew the time was coming. It was just a matter of when. Longtime college football broadcaster Lee Corso retiring from ESPN's College Game Day. Corso had been with the college football pregame show since it began in 1987. He's a former head coach. He turns 90 this summer. He was known for putting on the headgear of the mascot for the team he was picking to win that Saturday. And in a statement released by ESPN, Corso said that he and his family are forever indebted for the chance to be a part of the network and its long-running show.
Listen, I love to watch him on Saturday mornings and putting the helmets on. You know, the different schools.
Yes.
Who he picks to win.
And, you know, people always joked about him being wrong, but I think his all-time winning percentage was about two-thirds, about 67%.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah.
Another legend, taking the high road. Okay, by the way, Blue Wahoos rebounded with a big road win Wednesday night over Columbus 4-1. They will go back at it again tonight. They're on the road till next week. Okay, let's go ahead and do it. Here's your latest Fox Sports Update.
Fox Sports Update.
Dallas Mavericks and Miami Heat still alive. I'm Jared Max. Good morning. After the Heat eliminated the Chicago Bulls in the postseason for the third year in a row last night, the Mavericks also won on the road. Big night for both Anthony Davis and Klay Thompson.
Meanwhile, the Mavs this quarter, 5 of 6 from three. Williams has two triples. Thompson with his fourth. Klay Thompson.
It was really fun tonight because you could just be fully immersed in the experience and we've had a tumultuous season, to say the least. Injury bug has struck us like I've never seen before, but we're still here playing postseason basketball. We can really give the city of Dallas some hope, especially if we go to Memphis and beat this type of performance.
Klay Thompson scored 16 of his 23 points in the second quarter when Dallas outscored Sacramento 44-19. On ESPN, the Mavericks held on to beat the Kings 120-106. Dallas moved into the final game of the play-in tournament tomorrow against the Memphis Grizzlies. In Memphis, the winner of this game will become the eighth and final seed of the Western Conference playoff bracket and take on the Oklahoma City Thunder in the first round of the playoffs. The first game last night, Tyler Hero scored 38 points for the Heat, who beat the Bulls in Chicago 109-90. The Bulls eliminated. The Heat will play the Hawks tomorrow in Atlanta for the right to meet the Cavaliers in the first round of the playoffs.
I think it just is so good that the Montreal Canadiens are going into the playoffs, earning it on a winning note. They deserved it. They earned it.
They're in the mix of the final 16 teams. The Montreal Canadiens are going to the Stanley Cup playoffs.
On Sportsnet, Montreal needed to win its final regular season game to clinch a playoff spot and knock the Columbus Blue Jackets out of contention. The Canadiens doubled up the Carolina Hurricanes 4-2 and moved into the postseason. Montreal will take on the Eastern Conference best Washington Capitals in the first round. It's game on with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And a former Pentagon official who found himself at the center of controversy over his role in the removal of a webpage honoring baseball pioneer Jackie Robinson says he is resigning. Former Defense Department spokesman John Elliott said that he turned in his resignation Wednesday because he wasn't interested in a secondary position at the Pentagon. He caused an uproar last month when he was linked to the removal of the Robinson post in an effort to purge DEI content from the website. The page was restored shortly afterwards with a statement claiming, quote, "Everyone at the Defense Department loves Jackie Robinson, as well as the Navajo Code Talkers and the Tuskegee Airmen."
539, News Radio 92.3. How many times have you yelled at that television on a Saturday watching football, college football, or whatever, and the team pulls a fast one by fake injuries?
Really, the only time I can remember doing that was when Wake Forest played Ole Miss this last season, because Ole Miss developed a reputation all season long of faking injury whenever their opponent got a positive play.
All right. NC2A is cracking down on players pretending to have an injury. Here's Jared Max.
For those who try to fake it, penalties will be authentic. The NCAA's Rules Oversight Panel announced Thursday that beginning with the next college football season in the fall, anytime medical personnel enters the field of play to assess the health of a supposed injured player after the ball has been spotted by the officiating crew, the team whose player or players are getting checked out will get charged with a timeout. If the team doesn't have any timeouts left, it'll get assessed a 5-yard penalty. Teams have used a tactic where a player appears to go down with an injury in order to disrupt the opponent's momentum. Going forward, such histrionics will come with a cost. The NCAA stated Football Rules Committee members think these actions negatively affect the overall perception of the game. Jared Max, Fox News.
And a man charged with killing a former NFL player has been found guilty. Jose Pizarro convicted of first-degree murder yesterday for the death of Antonio Denard. Denard was picked up by the Jacksonville Jaguars as a college free agent, and he also spent time with the Giants and the practice squad for the Packers. He was shot and killed outside of a Pennsylvania bar back in 2022. Pizarro faces an automatic life sentence.
News Radio 92.3, a former trainer for NFL players, been found guilty on sexual assault allegations. Jared Max has more on this one.
A 34-year-old man who worked as a trainer for some NFL star players won't be working with them anymore. Delfonte Diamond, sentenced to 25 years in prison last week, found guilty on two charges: aggravated sexual assault of a child under 14 years of age and sexual assault of a child under 17 years of age. The incidents dated back to 2019 and 2020.
It was heartbreaking, especially he was supposed to be family. He was married to my niece, so it was heartbreaking. It was rage, anger, all at once.
Kimberly Bryce Davis spoke exclusively with Fox 26 in Houston about their daughter victimized by Delfonte Diamond, who trained NFL stars like Saquon Barkley, CeeDee Lamb, and Tank Dell. Jared Max, Fox News.
All righty, and last but not least, we got your CBS Sports Minute.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Gelb of the Sports Minute. Here are the three things I learned from Aaron Rodgers' interview with Pat McAfee from earlier today. One, something serious is going on in his inner circle, and I hope all is okay. Two, he isn't happy with how Aaron Glenn and Darren Mooji ended his Jets tenure, but quite frankly, no Jets fan should care. And finally, no decision has been made yet on his future. Now, in terms of my opinion on what the future of Aaron Rodgers will look like in the NFL, I'm still guessing that he ultimately signed with the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm Zach Gelb.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You know what's better than a limited time deal? An unlimited time deal. That's why the Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag with a Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, 4-piece nugs, Junior Hot and Crispy Fries, and small soft drink is available all the time. Because the best time for fresh, never frozen beef and Applewood smoked bacon is all the time. Duh. I feel like I'm repeating myself a lot. For the best deal of all time, gotta be Wendy's.
Unlimited time does not mean forever. U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and California and via third-party delivery. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Well, President Trump says his administration is fighting what he called anti-Christian bias in the U.S. Trump held an Easter prayer service Wednesday night in the Blue Room of the White House, attended by religious leaders like Reverend Franklin Graham and White House faith advisor Paula White Kane. Trump said in his remarks that he has established a Justice Department task force to root out such bias. He also promoted his new White House faith office. As Holy Week continues, the White House was expected to host a Passover event today, of course, to celebrate the Jewish holiday that ends this weekend.
Okay, U.S. Senator tries to visit a man he says was deported by the Trump administration without due process, something that is very conflicting here this afternoon. Ryan Schmeltz in Washington with the details.
Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen says his request to visit Kilmar Abrego Garcia was denied by the vice president of El Salvador. Van Hollen says he was told the Trump administration is paying to keep him in jail, and he believes the detention is unlawful.
Neither the government of El Salvador nor the Trump administration has presented evidence to support the claim that he's committed any kind of criminal acts.
The Trump administration has defended his deportation, saying he has ties to the gang and designated terror organization MS-13. The Supreme Court has ruled the U.S. government should facilitate Abrego Garcia's return. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Well, looking at the roads here, we're seeing a lot of the congestion that we typically deal with starting to ease up, but that doesn't mean it's gone. Got some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Also have some on North Davis Highway. This is going to be if you're traveling northbound towards I-10, and maybe a little bit still on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Last but not least, still got some issues on Highway 90. This is going to be if you are traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. As for the weather on a local scale, 74 degrees, low of 64 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, partly cloudy, high of 80, low of 66.
Okay, 545, News Radio 92.3. It's shaping up to be a weekend of rough weather in several parts of the country. As spring rolls on, here's Senior Meteorologist Janice Dean.
An active weather pattern is setting up with many weather hazards this weekend, especially across the central U.S., where we have a multi-day severe weather outbreak possible, featuring strong winds, large hail, tornadoes, and heavy rain, leading to flash flooding. Behind the system, cold air is plunging across the Rockies, bringing a spring snowstorm to the area. Critical to extreme fire danger is threatening the central and southern high plains, and the east is going to feel a brief warm-up with some of the highest temperatures so far this year on Friday and Saturday. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Well, New Jersey is suing Discord. That's a social media platform that caters to children. Attorney General Matthew Platkin says Discord exposes New Jersey's children to predators and violent sexual content, with his office investigating the online messaging platform for years now. Even though the platform claims that its safe direct messaging feature creates a safe place for teens and has a zero tolerance policy, Platkin says his office has dealt with several cases that involved predators contacting children to engage in sexually explicit interactions.
A recent ruling could be the foundation for a breakup of Google. Janika Sola has an explanation for us.
A federal judge says Alphabet's Google illegally dominated two markets for online advertising technology. Google was accused of using classic monopoly tactics of locking customers to its products and controlling transactions. The Department of Justice has argued that Google should have to sell off at least its Google Ad Manager. In a statement, Google says it will appeal and says publishers have many options and they choose Google Ad tools because they're simple, affordable, and effective. A trial next week in Washington will decide on the government's request to make Google sell its Chrome browser because of its online search dominance. Janika Sola, Fox News.
And the closely watched antitrust trial involving Facebook parent company Meta continued today in Washington, D.C. After 2 days of testimony from CEO Mark Zuckerberg, lawyers for the FTC called Meta's former COO Sheryl Sandberg to the stand yesterday. The FTC alleges that Meta, under the leadership of Zuckerberg, bought Instagram and WhatsApp to block competition. The outcome of the trial could reshape how big tech companies operate in the future.
Okay, New York International Auto Show making its 125th appearance in the Big Apple, as President Trump's tariffs have become a hot topic. Here's Jeff Locke.
You know, remember when auto shows were all about new vehicles and cool concept vehicles? Now, that was the story then, but this is now, and it's all about the tariffs. Automakers are eager to trumpet their American-made vehicles. That would be, in the case of Jeep, the Wranglers and the Gladiator pickups. The automakers say they're really getting piled on when it comes to tariffs. According to the latest research, tariff cost for U.S.-made vehicles would be about $4,000 a vehicle, costing the industry about $43 billion over the course of a year. We talked to the Cars.com editor who says that's forcing folks to go to the dealership and get a deal.
And Chinese retail sites Shein and Temu say that their prices are going up next week because of President Trump's tariffs. NBC's Janice Mackey Frayer reported from a hair accessory factory in China that prices for other goods from that country are also going to rise. Tariffs on Chinese products are now at 145%, and Trump has also ended a duty-free exemption for goods worth less than $800, which helped bring in some 1.4 billion packages to the U.S. last year. Mackey Frayer says wholesale vendors she's talked to in China tell her that orders from U.S. companies are down or have dried up altogether.
Okay, frame this story as watch what you say. Content on TikTok will now be subject to crowdsourced fact-checking. Eben Brown has more in Fox on Tech.
Fox on Tech.
Social media's crowdsourced fact-checking trend comes to TikTok as U.S. companies vie for the chance to own the popular video platform. TikTok announces its U.S. users will be subjected to a new feature called Footnotes. The company made the announcement on its newsroom blog. It's essentially the very same thing as the Community Notes system featured on Elon Musk's X platform. A selected group of reviewers will be given the chance to review claims made in video content content posted to TikTok and offer arguments confirming or refuting those claims. Those footnotes will then be ranked. And while TikTok won't do away with existing fact-checking policies, the new footnotes are a new tool to help TikTok users determine how authoritative certain sources are. Footnotes will not replace the regular commenting feature on the platform either. TikTok U.S. users wanting to become contributors can apply now on the app. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
Thank you very much. And last but not least, it's time for Your Money Now. I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Netflix reported earnings after the closing bell today, marking the first time the streaming giant is not disclosing its quarterly subscriber data. The company says they're instead focusing on revenue, which was up 13%, and other financial data. Last quarter, Netflix shared that its cheaper ad-supported tiers accounted for more than 55% of signups in countries where that option is offered. Eli Lilly saying today its daily obesity pill met the company's goals in the first of several late-stage trials. The dose helps patients with type 2 diabetes lower their blood sugar and body weight. French luxury group Hermès will in fact raise its prices for the U.S. from the start of May to help offset President Trump's tariffs. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed, with the Dow dropping more than 525, the Nasdaq lost 20, and the S&P added 7. That's Your Money Now.
551, we'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. When we return in just a couple minutes, we'll get a full boatload of health headlines for you as we ease you into the end of this 5 o'clock hour. Coming up on News Radio 92.3.
Gathering at Pensacola Beach is a wonderful family experience. If you've thought about having a family celebration or an amazing beach wedding, there is a very special home now available, Casa de Luna. Casa de Luna is spacious, with room for large families. It has 9 large bedrooms and 8 bathrooms. Casa de Luna is a large private home with a refreshing pool and water views. The pool has a new 4,000 BTU gas heater. Casa de Luna is unique in that the main living area is directly on the ground level. It's very convenient. Bedrooms are both on the ground level and upstairs. One bathroom is handicap friendly, and another has a jacuzzi tub. There is a large gaming porch with a pool table, hockey, ping pong, and Xbox One. Bicycles are provided. Bring your family to Casa de Luna on Pensacola Beach.
For information, call Casa de Luna at 850-433-4855. That's 850-433-4855.
Hi, I'm Layla Ali. I might be undefeated in professional boxing, but there's one problem I can't fight alone: childhood hunger. 17 million kids in America struggle with it. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to hungry kids. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
To help solve hunger in your community and to find your local food bank, visit feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss. Tomorrow at 9, with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
And weather together on the Fives.
Alrighty, one final check of the roads and weather here. Still got some backups on Highway 90. This is going to be if you're traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard, and also if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. Do have some backups still on Gulf Breeze Parkway as well, traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard, and on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 74 degrees. Going to be a low of 64 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, partly cloudy at times, high of 80, low of 66.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, 555 News Radio 92.3. The Department of Health and Human Services is now investigating a children's hospital over allegations that it fired a nurse who cited religious accommodation for refusing to administer puberty-blocking treatments for minors. Nate Foy has more on the story.
The Department of Health and Human Services announced an investigation into what it calls a major pediatric hospital, saying, quote, the investigation will examine whether the pediatric hospital violated federal law known as the Church Amendments by firing a whistleblower nurse after she requested a religious accommodation to avoid administering puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones to children. The announcement comes after nurse Vanessa Sivage testified before the House Judiciary Committee in a hearing called Ending Lawfare Against Whistleblowers Who Protect Children. Sivage claims she was fired by Texas Children's Hospital after alleging it used Medicaid for child transgender treatments. She even says two FBI agents later came to her home.
And there are now 561 measles cases in Texas linked to an outbreak among members of a Mennonite church that opposes vaccinations. The new numbers released Tuesday show about two dozen new cases since last Friday. 58 of the patients have been hospitalized. The U.S. declared measles eliminated in the year 2000.
Okay, a group of states is moving to ban certain foods from food stamp programs. Here's Kelly Sabrini with more on the story.
Arkansas and Indiana have formally submitted waiver requests to the Ag Department for soda and candy SNAP benefits. West Virginia, Idaho, and others are in various stages, saying they're willing to submit or intend to submit waivers, and other states are also considering doing the same. Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, otherwise known as food stamps, served over 41 million people and cost $100 billion in 2024. Zooming in, SNAP helped feed about 240,000 people in Arkansas and 610,000 in Indiana in 2024.
And Pasadena is issuing a public health advisory due to the results of a soil test following California's Eaton fire. The test shows the soil surrounding the fire zone contains lead levels exceeding federal health guidelines. The LA County Department of Public Health says the findings from preliminary soil testing are consistent with the air monitor results during and immediately after the wildfire from January. Pasadena health officials say residents should take measures to avoid lead exposure, including preventing their children and pets from digging or playing in exposed soil.
558 News Radio 923. Three, too much screen time might be harmful for teenagers, but it might be beneficial for seniors. I like this story already. Here's Madison Allworth.
Researchers reviewed more than 136 studies, and they found that using technology for those in the older category is associated with better cognitive aging outcomes. We don't know exactly how these folks were using devices and if they're truly using them in ways that exercise their brains or just mindlessly scrolling, but even just learning a new tech and a new tech skill can be helpful as like a cognitive challenge. I had to teach my grandmother how to use email, and I will tell you, as frustrating as it was for me, she definitely learned a new skill and used her brain in a different way. And then I was the recipient of wonderful emails, which was great.
And RFK Jr. says he wants to move away from what he calls an ideology, that the rising rate of autism in the U.S. is the result of better diagnoses. The Secretary of Health and Human Services held a press conference Wednesday and contradicted the CDC, which released a study on Tuesday saying the rise in autism is due in part to the availability of services for early detection and evaluation. He also refuted the CDC's past research showing autism has a genetic link. Kennedy called autism a preventable disease caused by environmental exposure and accused researchers of being in denial.
Okay, let me take this a step further, if you don't mind. The Trump administration is taking a new track in getting a handle on autism. Jeff Manasso has those details.
Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is dismissing the idea that autism rates are being fueled by genetic factors, saying that genes do not cause epidemics. And the explosion of autism, for which the CDC says 1 in 31 children were diagnosed in 2022, up dramatically from 1 in 5,000 in the 1960s.
We have to recognize we are doing this to our children, and we need to put an end to it.
Secretary Kennedy now commissioning never-done-before studies to identify environmental toxin exposures, like pesticides, food chemicals, medicines, even ultrasound technology, as a potential cause of the autism epidemic, saying he should have an answer by September. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Okay, I don't want you to forget about this. Starting in 19 days, dates May 7th, you must have that real ID compliant state issued driver's license or state ID card. That is if you want to fly. The easiest alternatives are to use a valid passport or passport card. If you have one of those, you can use it for identification at the TSA checkpoints. Children under 18, don't worry about it. It's all taken care of.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.